Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It is time now for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, news this morning about a leadership change at a major local tech hub.
Yes, Beth, as we told you about recently, AIM Photonics, the public-private partnership which has roots in Rochester, getting a new CEO. Michael Cumbo has been named the leader now for the American Institute for Manufacturing Integrated Photonics, a long name for AIM Photonics. He'll succeed Michael Lear in that role. Cumbo's a Rochester native. He worked in companies locally that included Kodak and Bausch & Lomb. Most recently, he was with a Connecticut company called Zygo. They deal in optics. Cumbo says he realizes that with the large investment by the state and federal governments, there is hope that more photonics companies will locate here and create jobs.
Going forward, the important thing is to make sure that we're not only generating the intellectual property, but we're also exploiting that intellectual property on behalf of the people, the taxpayers who provided the seed capital in the first place.
Cumbo also says that AIM Photonics is hoping to take greater advantage of the photonics infrastructure here, including the testing, assembly, and packaging facility that was established in a former Kodak building on Lake Avenue several years ago. Last week, we told you about the steep loss in jobs from May compared to the year before, with a 19% loss in private sector jobs, largely attributed, of course, to the pandemic. Now, recently, we got monthly unemployment stats for May for the Rochester Metro. It was an 11% unemployment rate compared to 3.7% a year ago. The number of unemployed people locally, about 56,000, and that's compared to 19,000 a year ago. Constellation Brands refocusing its efforts in recent years on transforming its wine and spirits brands. They announced they will divest the Paul Masson Grande Amber Brandy brand, not easy to say, for about $255 million. Sazerac, that's a company based in New Orleans, is the buyer. Constellation signing a separate deal with E.J. Gallo to divest the Nobilo wine brand for about $130 million. Visit Rochester, the local tourism group, has come up with a way of trying to assure visitors to attractions in this area. They are taking the needed safety precautions during the pandemic. Visit Rochester CEO Don Jeffrey says it is called the Rock Ready Promise. It allows businesses to display signage assuring visitors that business or cultural attractions have taken steps like those under the CDC guidelines regarding sanitation, wellness screenings of employees, and other procedures.
To show visitors and people who live here alike that businesses are going to be safe. You know, our research tells us that the biggest two things visitors want is to know that they're safe and two, to have some kind of outdoor activity.
And Jeffrey says the campaign is especially useful because Rochester is a market that attracts visitors who often come here because they can get here in less than a day. And of course, with air travel sharply down, he says we could be attracting more people who do want to drive here. And Rochester-based Ledestri Food and Drink donating $1 million worth of sanitizer throughout the summer to camps, school districts, medical facilities, cultural organizations, as well as restaurants. Last spring, you may remember, Ledestri moved to use its spirits line production to make hand sanitizer. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.